This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Thursday, May the 15th, 2025. And if you ain't been outside yet, at least here in Greenville, South Carolina, because Fat Boy doesn't like when I say Greenville. Greenville.
I've never said it that way.
The moon is very, very bright. We partner near a full one.
I was going to ask if it was a full moon, if it was one of those toenail moons.
Toenail moons, oh yes. Like on our state flag. It's like a toenail and some kind of a tropical tree, is it?
Well, we don't have an official state flag, do we?
Yeah, we do. It's a palm tree, a palmetto tree, and the crescent moon.
Yes.
Not the toenail, as you said.
Croissant.
Although it does kind of favor a toenail. Maybe it's not a big toe. Maybe like that, or I should say it definitely would be the big toe, because my toenails on my other toes, this is going in a strange way already, but hold on, let me move my butt to show you that it is not me farting in this chair. Okay.
That was nice.
So, God, I'm all over the
place. There was something about this freaking flag. I remember a controversy.
Well, you're thinking about the rebel one, and Beasley did that. David Beasley. It's a palmetto tree, although it looks like a palm tree. Which, you know, again, growing up here in the upstate, I never really understood that. I was like, what is that about? And then the toenail, but my big toe nail is round like they should be. My other toes, except for the pinky toe, is straight across almost. And then my pinky toe is a total fang. Like, it's a... It's like this, this tooth right here. On the corner where the fangs would be on a vampire.
What are they called? I don't know.
The excelsors?
I don't know.
Something like that.
Meat teeth. I don't know.
I'll ask Tolbert next time I see him.
Yes. You're supposed to tell him I said hello and
what are these called?
Talk to him and ask him some questions.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that I got to set up your appointments.
Meet some laughing gas. No, I'm
just kidding. He already uses it every day.
Give him a whoop.
Give him a whoop it. So I wonder what that are yours all circular, like half circles?
No, the pinky toenail is like a kind of a high top fade, like a straight across.
My pinky though is a V. I mean, it's literally like a shark's tooth.
Oh, that's kind of cool though. Mine's and play.
But the other ones are as yours straight across. That's very well, very Paige, your feet.
Yep.
Let's get those numbers up. Let's talk about your feet, Paige.
Oh, we don't want to talk about my feet.
I got some pigs.
Not for real. What do they look like? I mean, your toenails. No, I don't want to look at them. I wasn't being creepy. I'm not a feet guy, oddly enough. A girl tried to use her feet on me one time. I'm like, it tickles. It feels better with your hands.
That takes a lot of coordination.
Well, I can't really see in the dark, remember. But just from your own memory, if you don't want to look at them, what top, circular on the big toe?
Yeah, circular.
But do you have any straight across like Fat Boy and I?
Yeah, well, I square mine off.
and try to round them.
But what if you can't? Like, what if there's no rounding? It's just...
What, they're curving
and
towards
the
bottom?
And there's one of
them? Clip them.
Listen to this. I have a kit.
Yeah.
Not in a, like a...
You don't want to get ingrown toenails because they hurt.
Especially as a diabetic.
Yeah.
Yes, you don't. So let me do a little diagram here to show you what I'm dealing with here.
While you're doing that, I'm going to tell you the teeth that you described were the canine teeth next to the incisor. That's what it was.
Does that mean that I am part dog?
Hell yeah.
Doing it doggy style.
Okay, let me see. I have five fingers. Toes. We're on the toes. Okay, so here we go.
She might get hers done, though. You get your feet done, toes?
I used to, but right now, since I don't have a lot of free time to sit and have a pedicure.
So busy. So
no, I would love to do that, but
all right, look.
An hour is expensive.
That's my big toes, you can see.
Wow.
Big, nice,
it's
big toe.
It's protruding.
It's a little, it's not.
Does that get in the way when you run or stand?
The ratio is off.
The ratio.
But look, then you have the, let's see, that would be the index toe, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
The bird toe.
Uh-huh.
The ring toe.
Yeah.
And then the pinky. Look, the pinky is literally a pyramid.
Yeah, uh-oh. Mine kind of curves in that way, kind of weird.
But notice here on the, Fabio, you can't see. I don't know if you can see.
Yeah, I saw the one on the end. Like, they always grow weird, but like they're easier to cut, too.
But the one, so would be the ring toe, is but a sliver of toenail. Like, I mean.
Oh, on that one?
Very little toenail.
I thought the pinky would have the smallest. But.
Well, it's just got more depth, but it's at a point. Like a
those look like they got sliced off.
It does. Like, it looks like I'm missing part of three toes.
Yeah.
I mean, they always just said if you cut grass, make sure. And seriously, my grandpa would say this: if you go out and cut the grass, make sure you still got five toes on each foot when you get done. And you know, there's times I neglected looking.
I mean, look, you assume that you're not going to lose a toe cutting the grass.
I hope not.
One of my grandma's sisters lost a finger chopping wood as a child. Oh. No crap. And this story was always hard for me to believe. Oh. And they were, you know, good, God-fearing women, so I don't feel it's a lie. But was cutting wood and accidentally cut off her left pinky finger.
Oh.
Or, pardon, ring finger. Left ring finger. And... went back in the house.
Hit it with an axe?
Yes.
Oh, good Lord.
A little hatchet handheld.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, because it was kindling. And she goes back into what I'm imagining was not antebellum, probably just a mild, meek farmhouse.
Oh, not one of those racist houses.
No.
The kind of building that just the columns remain even after the Civil War. The columns.
That's how you tell it's a racist house. If you got columns.
Big, huge columns.
Those are beautiful.
And she goes in there and she was wearing a white shirt, as they described it, and it was just covered in blood, and she didn't feel it.
She was in shock.
Well, she didn't walk in.
Really, really sharp.
She just went in. Like,
did she collapse and have to go to the hospital?
I don't remember all that. I don't know if they had hospitals then.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
To my maintenance man a few weeks ago, lost a chunk of his pinky.
Ooh, how?
Broke on top of a mirror. And like he said he knew it immediately.
There's something women like about a maintenance man, you know?
Oh, yeah. He's a built-up one, too.
Yeah.
What's up, Brian? You're missing part of your pinky.
Man, that's,
I see it laying around. I'll give it back to you.
No, I'm not making any jokes. Again, reminding you guys and the audience and also the Lord, I realize I'm diabetic, so I'm not making jokes here. But I'm wondering, do they make prosthetic fingers? Is there a nub suction you could put on there? Let's just say, you know, I know you can do the whole hand. I've seen those. Yeah, I shook one cool one time. Remember at Stars and Cars, whatever that Expo Center thing was. I shook that guy's hand, and I was like, boy, his hand's cold as hell. And I looked, and it wasn't real. At least it wasn't in one of them things where, like in wrestling, where they go to shake hands.
Oh, my God.
Like the good guy and the bad guy are shaking hands, and then the bad guy pulls him close real fast. Boy, if I'd done that, I would have ripped his damn hand off.
All right, this is... Yes, they do make them. Short answer.
Short answer, they do make prosthetic fingers. I would imagine the thumb is the big go-to.
But they range from $20 to $400, and you can get them on Etsy, eBay.
So it's like a great value finger, essentially.
But I guess. Like, here's one off of a site I've never heard of, and it's a prosthetic 3D finger. It's called Fingy 3D.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't feel it. It's just there for the balance, I suppose. I mean, if you're one of those people that sit there and tap all five fingers and there's one missing, that's got to feel kind of...
Now, yeah. the female fingers are cheaper. So I don't know if you'd like want to substitute one if you had to.
Female fingers what if you're on, should like, be more expensive.
What if you're on, like, first date and things are progressing romantically, but not quite to, you know, clothes being removed? Is there a chance that one might have to go to the ER to get the finger back?
I don't know.
I want my finger back, finger back, finger back, finger back, finger back.
Give me my finger back.
Put it on my hand. I'm glad I have all my digits.
Mm-hmm.
God, Etsy. Here's one on Etsy.
Both of them equally. I people always say you want all of your toes because of the balance and your equilibrium and stuff. But, man, like, I put good freaking use to all five fingers unless I'm drinking. Mm-hmm. And when I'm drinking, I don't need the pinky.
Now, my dad...
Not in a bougie way. It's just the way I hold a damn little cup.
When my dad... You talked about feet. And when my dad...
about feet.
When my dad was in Vietnam, he had jungle rot on his feet, which... I don't know what that was. I never looked because I didn't want to see
when
it.
When I was a kid, that was an STD.
I'm sure he probably got that.
And I'm not saying
that.
Your dad had an STD, but jungle rot was the way my daddy would describe a loose woman.
Yeah.
That's how you got jungle rot.
But he is some type of athlete's feet, which is really gross.
Yeah.
From wearing those combat boots and running in damp conditions.
So interesting you say that. I can tell that you read it and... maybe you didn't fully process it. You know, you'll read something and then later on you'll say, oh, yeah, I didn't know that. It's like, yeah, you read it. Is that the term gout will be coming up in today's Facebook fussing. So this popped into my head when you said jungle rot.
It's about gout. It's lovely.
Yeah. It's kind of the way like Italian Yankees say get out. They say gout here.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Like, you got gout? No, I'm saying leave. Gout here.
That's the only person in my family that had problems with their carpals or metacarpals or digits or phalanges or anything.
So can you get carpal tunnel in your feet? Or is carpal just for the hands? Because that would hurt like crap, too.
It's a repetitive movement, so...
Yeah.
It's mainly in your hands.
I bet women have that a lot. You know what? Every woman I've ever known that had to get carpal tunnel surgery was a woman. And I thought...
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I thought it was maybe from knitting or something, you know.
Repetitive movements.
Bowling casts.
Or just self-manipulation.
Well, I'd love to talk to somebody who's in Vietnam.
If you get that from...
Go to the golf tournament.
You might have a problem.
I want to ask about the penny test. Like, was that really a thing? Or is that urban legend?
Penny test for the breasts?
Not for the hookers in Vietnam.
I don't know that.
Oh, the penny test was...
You talking about the thing from Ghost when Oda Mae Brown would stick it up the wall?
No, not that one. These guys in Vietnam, you know, would see these hookers and allegedly, according to lore,
hey, what can I get for $10?
They'd hand the hooker a penny, and if he got the penny back tarnished, that was not a good hooker you wanted to get involved with.
Yikes! So she's like a change machine in a sense.
It is pretty much
a coin star.
A test of
yeah.
How clean are you?
Does that work now in 2025?
It might. Vietnamese hooker?
Now I'm wondering why you always see pennies on the ground. They were just tested by a prostitute.
They're just dropping them.
Oh, no, that one didn't turn colors. Popped it out. You know.
She must be good to go.
Good Lord.
But those hookers had tricks.
I got a text. I won't say who it's from, but just help me figure it out. I just held down the question mark on it. Dang fat boy can as a maintenance man on the payroll.
Does that person have?
I'm not going to answer that.
Okay.
I don't want to break my friend HIPAA.
I was going to ask if his initials were the same thing as a ammunition you'd put in a gun when you were 12 years old.
Gosh, you would go that way.
Copperhead would make them.
I thought you can go size and color, but no. Yeah, I don't know, Big Brown. You have to elaborate on that. I don't quite understand. It's
maybe.
Still early for me.
He has morning thumbs when he texts.
So, and you mentioned the Vietnam thing right before we went on the air. I know we've went all over the place from feet to gout back to Nam. But... The thing that, you know, we have the big golf tournament down here every year, not the Masters, BMW Pro-Am. Yeah. And, you know, Fatboy and I, for the last, three or four years, have often talked about, you know, if we were really something, we'd be able to saunter in there and hang out with Griff Kenny Jr.
We have some clubhouse passes. There we go.
And he's not participating this year, but right before we went on the air, you were there was video. We have, you know, the news on mute. God forbid something awful happened. We don't want to be the dumbasses still talking about farting and stuff while like a major catastrophe is happening. But often it does distract us. And you were saying that they're bringing a replica of Vietnam to the tournament. I'm not playing dumb now. I didn't understand that.
No, it was we were having two different conversations.
Yeah,
it's called
being a smartass.
It's called a wall that heals. It's a replica of the Vietnam memorial that they have in D.C., but it's in Liberty right now. I think until Sunday.
That's really cool. I know people would take a piece of paper and kind of scratch over the name just to see if it's.
And they had it on TV. It's huge, man. It's massive.
You have to pay to go to the golf tournament to see it, though.
No, this is separate. Like from, it doesn't have anything to do with the golf tournament.
Oh, okay. So we were having two conversations.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they were showing footage of golf. I assumed.
But it's at Deerwood Farms in Liberty until the 18th, which is what, Sunday. So you can go check it out.
Like they should.
Walled Hills.
They should.
It's open 24 hours too, so that's cool.
I'd like to go to some kind of. I don't want to call it theme park because that sounds like a degrading kind of thing. But you know, where there, like I remember when they had a hunk of World Trade Center up here at the fire department.
Yeah.
It was like on tour.
Big hunk of steel.
I'm not poking fun at it. I mean, it was like on tour, and you go see it and touch it and take a picture with it, and all this. Photo ops were available, and it was just supposed to be a, you know, stark reminder of everything that happened. But I would like to go to some kind of, let's call it an attraction of tourists, where you can you could see what you just said there. That very memorial type situation.
Oh, yeah.
There's a hunk of the World Trade Center you could see.
They will let you do name rubbings, too, if you want to get a name off the wall.
Mm.
Yeah, that stuff was starting to circulate around again because the 9/11 gift shop or whatever it was is closed.
The 9/11 gift shop.
It was like, you know, the gift shop slash memorial. Yeah, they closed it. So starting to take some of that stuff back out and circulate it.
But would you go to this tourist attraction destination where you could, let's say that the Titanic that's now currently housed in Gatlinburg. It's, yep. Let's say that it's there. The Noah's Ark thing that my dear sweet mother went to and visited. It was a life-size replica of the... It wasn't the real Noah's Ark, but it was a replica that you could walk on and close your eyes and reminisce what that boat smelled like. Golly, boy.
Yeah.
All the animals of the world doo-dooing and peeing everywhere.
Plus, you know, they had to fight, too. Animals, not all of them like each other.
Exactly. And plus, they were male and female, so there was a lot of banging going on.
Had to have.
Probably a lot of head damage from hitting the side of the boat. Uh-huh. You know, they're in stalls.
See that.
Must have been a hell of a boat.
I mean, big. If this boat's rocking, it's the end of time.
big ship.
A lot of rocking on that boat, I would hope, to preserve life.
Yeah, I often wonder if God had told Noah, hey, go build like 1,000 little tiny boats for the people.
Yeah.
Bunch of dinghies.
Sure, we'd all be vegetables or cannibals now with no animals to eat and such, but...
Is that addressed in the Bible, the food situation for Noah? When he's on this trip, how is he eating?
Only apples.
Is that right? Well,
plus, how you gonna feed the animals?
I don't know. I'm sure if he told him, the measurements are in the Bible, literally, like it's in cubits.
And you can fish and feed them fish.
Yeah, I mean, he could have been fishing, like they're pescatarian for that time. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of. Kind of unfathomable.
I mean, it seems nitpicky, but I didn't know how far in depth the Bible went as far as some of this stuff goes.
Yeah, and who cleaned up after them?
That's what I've always thought about, like, the waste management of Noah's Ark.
Who mucked
the
ark?
That's what I worry about because, like, you know how.
Who had to mop it? Esau?
Not me.
As soon as you park it, need you to muck the ark, please.
Muck it up.
Muck the ark.
It's really rough.
The elephant's just constantly mucking it up back there.
Yes,
there comes Paige to sweep up.
Oh, God. No, I'm better now. Thanks.
Facebook fussing. Coming up at around 725. I want my finger back. You can watch that live stream on YouTube. If you don't, otherwise, you will be able to... watch it later on.
You better go save a spot.
Save a spot. RSVIP. That'll be going on going down at 7:25, and then a bunch of other stuff. We got it. First off, I didn't even ask. I'm not doing the thing where I'm doing permission and forgiveness or vice versa. I'll say this. We have an email allegedly from the ugly wife.
Oh, Lord.
From not yesterday. That again. And I put that in quotes only because I'm saying that. I'll say this. The guy who called in yesterday and said the longer he's married to his wife, she is, in his words, become very ugly. He's not attracted to her at all anymore. He's embarrassed by her looks. All these awful things he said. This email allegedly is from, and she calls herself, quote, ugly wife.
Oh.
And I really think it could be her because she mentioned some stuff that we didn't mention on the air about, like, where they're from and such.
Yeah.
And
it's pretty credible.
We'll read it saying it's supposed to be, but we don't know that it is. But there are some good points nonetheless. And that name wasn't given out yesterday, so either way.
Yeah, he was anonymous. Said he had to be.
Yeah. Oh,
what did I get some hate for that?
You got hate for that?
Yeah, because it just hurt me to say to call your spouse ugly. Not even looks-wise, but just to say ugly.
Oh, people didn't hate on you for it. You hated him for it.
Well, I mean, they hated on me because I was attacking him, and I don't think I was attacking him. I thought he sounded like a narcissist, but that was my opinion. But
y'all quit being mean to Paige.
No,
she's not going to give you tickets.
It's be nice to Paige say.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's not.
It's sad every day in my heart.
I just felt bad for her, and I can't wait to hear her opinion.
Well, opinions abound today. We'll have some fun. Feel free to call or text. Please don't call yet, though, to be honest. It'll just ring off the hook.
I got enough going on.
After 7 o'clock, we will administer your phone calls. But
administer?
At the time being, 1-800-774-0093, the TLCMotors.com phone lines for text only right now, okay? This is some personal time.
Yep.
Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, you know, I always like to make us think or throw in some controversy first thing in the morning. So I'm going to tell you that 1 in 7 people would dump their partner for this. What would they do this for?
Oh, I don't even know what to guess.
Ditch your partner. Find out next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Take a hit of this Sandy. Clear my hit.
I mean, what could it be other than, like, it's going to be money or it's going to be an extended life? Like, you get, like, an extra 10 years. Yeah, did you get a good one on that?
No, yeah. Probably too good.
I'm going to go.
You can imagine if you go get all them nose hairs waxed out. You'd really get some good hits.
I'm going to go to the dollar store today and get you another supply.
Tree or General. Choice is yours.
Yeah, this more good.
It's not going to be a dollar either way.
Good, good.
All right. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
I'm Paige, and headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Mm. Well, one in seven people would dump their partner to do this. And what are we talking about?
Oh, I don't know. It's hard to tell. Like, you think about anonymous from yesterday.
What would it take anything. You to break up with somebody?
I don't even know at this point. I really don't.
Yeah, I'm like right at 3 years of not being in one, so I forgot what it was even like.
I can look past a lot of stuff if I had to, depending on what I had to lose.
Well,
you're looking out for me.
Believe it or not, one in seven people would dump their partner to save their dog, would sacrifice their partner or spouse to save the lifespan by 3 years. To me, if you do that, you're making a deal with the devil. So you're going to get a dog that's not going to be a real dog. It's going to be a devil dog. That's just what I'm thinking.
Well, what if you like say to the Lord, hey, I'll start going to church if you don't let something bad happen to so-and-so. That's a deal with God.
It's like, all right, you better swear to me.
It's like he should say, hey, you're supposed to be going anyway.
Yeah.
This bad thing's going to happen now.
So
he's got a crooked smile.
Your partner's gonna, God's gonna do that?
He let the devil test us every day to see if we're gonna go with it or not.
Swear to me now.
The whole thing about give you enough rope, you hang yourself. I'm hung myself, so I don't know.
So the study found
we took that way too deep. This is like one of those Facebook questions that like
sorry.
News stations or people put out. They're like, I got no content today. Hey, let's bring this back. Is red really just blue and purple?
No. Oh, my God. What color is the dress?
One in seven dog owners say that they ditched their partner or spouse if it meant it would increase their dog's lifespan by 3 years. And millennials were most likely to say this of any generation that they would do that. One in seven to extend their pet's life. I just thought it was.
You're giving up, you know, it seems like you're trading off one happiness for another. Like, you got to look out for yourself, right?
Yeah. And you also have to, it's that weird thing that going into having a pet, we generally know that you're going to get 15, 20 if you're lucky.
Yeah.
And then you know you're going to likely live to see that. And it's like, I mean, would you have, well, I'm not going to ask you. I'm asking you, the audience. I'm asking everyone. If, I got to like turn this way because I do see glimpses of TV and it like makes me like want to know like what happened in Egypt.
I don't want any more animals.
But it's like, would people have children if they knew they were going to leave this world at like 15 years old? I think not. And I'm not equating animal to kids, but I'm just talking about, you know, the love of an animal versus your mate, your wife, your husband.
Yeah.
You're significant, though.
Yeah. See, and somebody did text in pet cemetery, and that's exactly what I was thinking, that if it's time for your pet to go, it's time to go.
You got to bury your own.
Don't tempt fate.
The movie?
Yeah, try to bring your pet back to life because your pet's
kids.
Not going to be a good pet.
Like it's like what was that? The Good Son? Was that what it was with Home Alone?
Guess what? He wasn't the good son.
No, he was a mean son. He threw that kid out of the treehouse.
That's why he got dropped in the end.
Yep.
Spoiler alert.
Mm.
She saved Frodo.
That's a good movie. I mean, it was like
it was a shock.
It was a shock to see like Kevin McAllister.
Because I wasn't allowed to watch it.
Really?
Because, you know, it was like, oh, you know, Macaulay Culkin's in it. And then you realize it's rated R. I'm like, what? I can't get, why is he in an R-rated movie? Yeah. Then he says the F word. He says, don't F with me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was a defining moment. You're like, you just hear Catherine Hahn going, Kevin! Catherine Hahn, is that her name?
O'Hara.
Ah, damn it. I said, ah, damn it, by the way. All right. Shucks. All right.
Well, what if you rented an Airbnb, but you were told once you got there that the hot water is not an amenity? I would be very upset. I'm sorry. That's a necessity, not an
yeah.
Is it like one of them, you know, how some people will pay to live in, like, nothing? I'm not talking about those over-the-top tree houses in Asheville, which are freaking awesome. I went one time. It was really cool. But the ones where you pay to, like, see what it's like to really live in the sticks and the elements kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. There's one in Walhalla, right?
Like, is it one of those kind of things? Or you live in Antarctica or somewhere?
Well, she didn't go that far into exactly where it was, but she's going viral because her name is Tanya, and she's going viral after she shared her interaction with an Airbnb host who messaged her to say that there was a temporary issue with the hot water at the property that she rented, and it's one of the amenities that she didn't check off on that she wanted.
What?
Like, hot water is one of the things that you pay for.
You have to pre-ask for that.
Yes. I just want to take a cold shower every day, s'il vous plaît. I mean, is that nobody?
I get it if you got to pay to heat the pool, because a lot of them do that. Yeah. But I mean, regular hot water, I mean, come on.
Have you ever, either one of you, anyone, I'm talking to everyone. Have you ever been so horny that you took a cold shower to get your mind off of it? Or is that the way TV talked about going and raffling one off?
Yeah, I don't know how that works. I usually take cold showers because I get hot in there.
Yeah.
And I got
to
cool down.
But you've never taken one to decrease your libido or anything, right?
No, let me tell you, I've never done that standing up because that's not a stand-up activity.
That?
Yeah.
No, because if it's good, your knees could buckle. I know.
How was that pleasurable?
No, I know. It's a set down.
You don't want to have a heart attack having, you know.
Ooh. Well, that or you just like, again, you ever had like Undertaker sex? Meaning you like your eyes rolled back for a couple minutes?
Of course.
All right. I had this girl one time whose eyes was like a slot machine doing that. And
ting,
I was like,
ting, ting, ting.
I was like, man, I'm really like doing good. My job right now, or you she's on a lot of pills. Nevertheless.
Good for you.
No, but
you
I was.
Teach classes that you did that.
But that's why in pornos, they change positions a lot, because if you're going D style the entire time for a significant amount of time.
Well, the guy under here.
Your legs could buckle when you finish up. And so with her. And I thought she was going to fall forward into the ground. And I was going to fall on top of her. And I thought I was going to break off something in her. You know what I mean?
Jesus. Oh, my God.
I don't mean that like my foot either.
No.
Well, the cameraman's like, look, give me a heads up.
This is not filmed.
The perils of Matt Man.
Give me a heads up. I'll just leave the camera down here. So
you've never had like...
not in the zone.
Sex standing up where you felt like your knees were going to buckle?
I think I've had sex every way you can.
Nice!
I think in every situation.
She's like, I'll stop the questions with this. I've had it every way possible.
I was married. I think I've...
Four guys at once?
No, not that
okay,
way.
So there's one.
See, I'm not...
Still working on that one.
I don't like multiple partners. I just like one guy, one good guy.
Yeah.
Who knows what
to do.
What
about a guy who had two of them, though? Would that be the ultimate, or...
I'd be confused.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't know where to start.
It's like a Twix bar. I don't know which like, one to start with either. I just take a bite off of both of them.
I love eat you, the left and one first. You know, I'll try to love with what work with whatever we have. But which one do I use?
The left one, does that match up with the earring?
The ear piercing rule applies to Twix.
I don't know.
Got to be the left.
Hey, thank you so much. What Fat Boy? What is up in sports? It seems kind of the only thing good is the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Well, let's just say that Pete Rose is not home free yet. You know, he's off the permanent ban list. That's the first thing people point out. It wasn't a lifetime ban. It was a permanent ban. So now he's off that list. But some people are saying it's not guaranteed he's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, good God.
They need to stop
on, man.
We'll talk about that.
I wasn't going to say his managerial status could get him in, but like, are you kidding me? Charlie freaking Hustle, 4,256 hits.
Yep. Greatest hitter of all time.
Greatest hitter of all time. Beat Ty Cobb, the freaking Georgia Peach, by 4,256 minus 4,192.
I'm out.
64 more. That's big, Paige.
Too much math.
All right. Sports next. Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rise Guys.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by your mom. I'm just playing. It's brought to you by Bojangles. This day in sports history, way back in 1973, this gentleman threw his first no-hitter against the Royals. At the time, he was a California Angel.
Yeah. Nolan Lynn Ryan.
It is Nolan Ryan, the first of seven, I believe.
Yeah.
God, who's got the most next to him, second place? I obviously remember Nomo having two.
I think Koufax.
Which, oh, man.
Let me look that up.
I heard Bob Costas say that Sandy Koufax is his, like, white whale of an interview. Like, he just don't talk to people.
No, he doesn't. I met him at the National in Cleveland in 1997 or 98, and it was one of my most favorite little. I mean, I didn't have a long conversation with him. It was literally a handshake and sign my baseball. But like, he'd stand up. He wouldn't sit there at the table like most of them would do, and you'd come kneel beside them or hunch over, just awkward looking thing. He stood up, rolled up his sleeves, and put his hand out real fast, like, shake my hand, fat boy. Talking to me, not you.
Like a man.
Talking to me. And, like, he was just a cool freaking dude.
Sandy is 89 years old.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Yeah, I'm right. Yeah, Koufax, fourth. Bob Feller, three. Rapid Robert.
Bob Feller, Indians.
Cy Young, third. Or with three as well, so tied with Feller at three.
Who's the first modern name that pops up after Cy Young?
Verlander.
Oh, I forgot about
three.
Verlander.
Yeah.
I want to say you got two of those with the Astros.
Yeah. Well, they were probably cheating then to get those.
Dang, man. Yeah, Verlander, Hall of Famer. That's nuts, but please, Sandy, if you hear this, because I know you like the show from time to time, talk, do the interview. Talk to Costas. Do it before you die. 89 years old.
Well, talk to Tony Schiavone for me. That's Tony Schiavone and Dustin Rhodes.
We have been trying to get Schiavone for years.
Yeah, and even prior to his return to when he was still back doing baseball, we wanted to interview him.
There was a period where he didn't want to talk wrestling with anybody.
Yep.
He was working for the Braves, AAA. So come on.
AAA. You know, I call them when I have a car accident.
I act like I'm going to join so they'll give me stickers so I can put on my mug and whatnot.
I was talking about the Mexican wrestling promotion.
Well, keep it in the main vein of baseball.
Oh, the main vein. Don't you drain it.
Pete Rose is off the this is random notes from the people we've been putting on the internet. You know, some people have speculated in the game, you know, experts and whatnot. So since the entire Black Sox are off the permanent list, not just Shoeless Joe.
Oh, Eddie Cicotti.
They took them all off. And, of course, Pete Rose is off the permanent ban list. They're saying that, you know, Shoeless Joe should probably go in first before Pete. Now, they don't meet until 2027, the committee. But people are saying what could hurt Pete. First off, he never apologized for gambling. So they're saying that might factor into it.
He didn't apologize to Bart Giamatti. He didn't. Bart Giamatti said he wanted to talk to Pete and get a Pete Rose. He wrote a book called I'm Sorry I Bet on Baseball. Oh, I mean, crap. Like, Bart Giamatti thought his stuff didn't stink.
That's Paul's daddy.
Paul Giamatti's dad. He's dead now. Bart is. But he just had an axe to grind with him. But I also understand, like, when you are a commissioner of any sport, you've got to have some defining moment. You can't just be there for 8 to 10 years and nothing ever changed. Even if it's good or bad, you got to be like, Uberoth, what'd he do? He got the Olympics in L.A., and he got Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays back in the Hall of Fame because they kicked them out for doing endorsements for Bally's in Vegas.
Jesus.
Gambling. Can you imagine? Like, now they just like, hey, Fanatics book, Fanatics hats, Fanatics.
Betty is all those.
Back then, it's like, hey, we don't talk about gambling. This is just a sport for fun.
BetMGM. Now, the other thing, you remember the other allegations against Pete Rose for years and years? He might have had some dalliances with some underage girls.
Oh.
One in particular. Some people were speculating that might keep him out of the hall, too. I mean, you got to base it on numbers, right?
Well, if we're – I was going to say, then kick Ty Cobb out. Kick any player
in this culture, you'd have to kick Ty Cobb out.
On the charter member list, kick them out. Tris Speaker, you're out of here. Your grandpa – didn't pay his help.
I don't mind as much a committee picking who comes. We let writers
vote. It should be the player committee if it's going
to
go
in. I think certain writers that have some, you know, credibility in the game that have been doing it for a while should get to vote. But, I mean, writers as a whole, that's just like, who's reading columns about baseball now? You might read a blog here or there, a blurb or an X, but you give writers a lot of power that they don't have anymore. Like, they're not, it's not warranted.
It's not influential the way it used to be. You're right.
I mean, look, they should have, when they didn't unanimously put Ichiro in the Hall of Fame or Derek Jeter.
Oh, well, dude, that one is like, come on. That's the biggest example, as far as I'm concerned. Ichiro, you can imagine, I mean, whether it's racism or whatever it might be, like, he was young or he was old when he came to Major League Baseball.
The most famous player internationally ever. Gotta be.
Best name home run hitter internationally of all time, though. Who?
Oh, my God.
The Beastie Boys sing about him.
I mean, it's up for debate.
Sadahara. He hit like 900 damn home runs. Him and Josh Gibson, I think, are the big ones.
Gabe Kapler told us Japanese baseball is probably harder because the ball's smaller.
Yeah. That's really? True. Yeah. It's like an inch and a half or something in diameter smaller. So it's literally the size of a racquetball ball.
And they wouldn't let him play without a shirt. So.
Is racquetball ball related to ball ball?
Ball ball.
Yeah, that's Manute's boy.
It's not. It's LaMelo's cousin?
I think we're out of here on that one.
Okay. All right.
Ball ball, he plays more than – he's hurt less than
– Four ball Paul, not related to either of them.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Could be. Right.
All right. Thank you. We will take a break.
He really does have four. I don't know how you have four, but he's got four.
You know, what really hit off of, I guess we'd call it the monologue from earlier, was talking about the supposed, I don't want to call it an amusement park because it's not that. Let's call it an outdoor museum, shall we? Because museum makes it sound like it's educational. So there you would be able to see pieces of, like I said earlier, the World Trade Center. You know, they had that on. You would be able to see the memorial for the Vietnam Wall for the etchings. Yeah, I'm not making fun of this stuff. Maybe my mom's, you know, her senior citizen group went on a bus trip to go somewhere up in Tennessee, I believe, to see a life-size replica of Noah's Ark. We've got Titanic at Gatlinburg.
You pick a person in the cigarettes. You pick a person in the Titanic Museum to see if they survived or not. That's how that works. It's interactive.
Wow, yeah. Weird. What a that's awful very, moment you find out.
Very sad.
You were actually 11 years old and you died because that rich man took the last lifeboat.
That would be my last lifeboat. I didn't survive.
The text line blowing up about Noah's Ark. And I am not, do you know about this?
Oh, yeah, you don't know what's going on with Noah's Ark?
Like, the real one.
Yeah, there's been an update.
They found it in Turkey.
Let's go to Keely Shea live. Live for an update.
Live reporter. Yeah, there's a big update.
Okay, because it always said in the Bible where it was. It always said it. It was Mount Arafat.
This is pretty eerie.
In the now known as Turkey. It's changed the name.
Well, they changed, it's not Turkey anymore, right?
They just added, I thought they added an extra E to it. And the flag changed.
Something changed.
Yeah.
I thought the name changed. You know, like, because, you know, Burma is Myanmar now.
Seasons change.
Yeah, so
people change. It's been so long I found you, and I long for yesterday.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.